विहाय कामान् यः सर्वान् पुमांश्चरति निःस्पृहा निर्ममो निरहंकारः स शान्तिमधिगच्छति। भगवद्गीता 2.71। विहाय कामान् यः सर्वान् विहाय कामान् गिविंग अप ऑल अस यः सर्वान् ऑल मटेरियल डिजायर ऑल सेल्फिश डिजायर्स पुमांश्चरति निःस्पृहा द पुमार पर्सन हु चरति मूव्स अराउंड निःस्पृहा विदाउट एनी अटैचमेंट निर्ममो निरहंकारः निर्ममो विदाउट अ सेंस ऑफ प्रोप्रिएटरशिप निरहंकारः विदाउट द फॉल्स ईगो स शांतिम अधिगच्छति सच ए पर्सन अटेन्स पीस। So here, Krishna is essentially telling Arjuna how he can have peace. So, shanti madigacchati. So, he says that Arjuna, you will not get peace simply by avoiding war. Peace is more an inner state than an outer state. We often try to get into peaceful surroundings if we are agitated, and that may be good, but sometimes the surroundings can be peaceful and still we may be agitated internally if we are attached internally to things which agitate us. So the way to peace is not relocation but renunciation. Relocation means that we move from one place to another. From, say, if we have a conflict, if we are working in a place where there are too many conflicts with colleagues, there's too much politics or whatever, or sometimes people are in a relationship where there are too many conflicts, and people think, just let me go somewhere else, let me make a fresh beginning. So relocation is what many people think of as the way ahead. Now, in some cases, relocation may be required, but that is only the beginning of the solution. That is not the solution. Often, as long as we are attached to things working a particular way, and the world is not going to work that way. The world often works contrary to our will, and though we do need to make certain things happen as a part of our responsibilities, as a part of our aspirations, but still we also have to recognize the reality that sometimes things will not go our way and people will not behave the way we want or the way they should as per our expectations, and we have to live with that. So renunciation refers to that, not just giving up everything and becoming a renunciate, but cultivating a healthy emotional distance from things that are not all that important, so that we can stay focused on the things that are actually important. So here Krishna is telling Arjuna, what Krishna is telling may seem to be entirely impractical, especially for a person who is as entangled in the world as a warrior is. Krishna is telling him that vihaya kaman yah sarvan. How can a warrior who is fighting in a war be free from all desires? Pumamsh charati nispruha. Have no attachments. No, desires are something which come and go. Attachments are something deeper, which repeatedly create desires. So what we are attached to, we desire again and again. On the other hand, desire may just something be which just comes occasionally because we see something or perceive something. So desires may be occasional, whereas attachments lead to habitual desires of the same kind. And then nirmamo nirahankara. So, have no proprietorship, and no ego. Now, a Kshatriya has kingdom, and Kshatriya is also meant to have a sense of honor. Krishna himself told Arjuna earlier that for a Kshatriya, dishonor is worse than death. Sambhavitas chakirtir maranad tirichyate. In 2.34, Krishna has said. So here, what is the meaning by nirahankar? Now, the word ahankar or ego or arrogance has multiple meanings. One in a conventional or conversational sense, and the other in a philosophical sense. In the normal conversational sense, when we use the word ego, it primarily refers to how certain people may have, how certain people think that they are right, that they are superior to others, that they actually know better than everyone else. So, that is actually a misconception, which is caused because people think that what I know is right and what everyone else knows is wrong, or I know the best. So this sort of attitude is often alienating to others because people feel minimized by those who have a I-know-it-all attitude. So that is ahankara, ego in a conversational sense. He has too much ego. He always thinks that he's right. Whereas, in a philosophical sense, ego refers to the misidentification of the soul with body, ahankara. So here Krishna is using ahankara more in the philosophical sense than in the conversational sense. Though in a conversational sense also it could be applied. Krishna is telling Arjuna that don't think that you know better than me. Actually, but Arjuna has already admitted that, in the sense that Arjuna has said that dharma sammoodha chetaha. In 2.7 he said that I am confused about what I should do. So, in that sense, what Arjuna says applies more to the general philosophy, what Krishna is telling Arjuna applies more to the general philosophical sense, that nirmamo nirahankaraha. That actually, oh Arjuna, do not identify with the body. So why not identify with the body? Why do not? Because when we identify with the body, then we seek peace at the bodily level, at the material level. And when there is no identification with the body, then we still want peace, you will get peace, but it will not be at the bodily level. By misidentification, what do we mean? For example, say somebody is caught watching a cricket match. And now in the cricket match, the favorite team is, say, performing poorly and goes from a winning situation to a pathetic loss. Now the spectator will get very attached. Spectator will get very agitated because especially the spectator is attached to cricket. And now what happens in the cricket field is not in control of the spectator or the person who is watching on TV, the TV spectator. So now the TV viewer or for that matter the viewer on the field also can't really control what happens. In the stadium, can't control what is happening in the actual cricket field. So now, to the extent there is attachment, to that extent there will be agitation. If somebody decides, I don't care about cricket, or somebody is not emotionally attached to cricket, then what happens on the cricket field will not matter all that much. So Krishna is telling Arjuna that act in the knowledge of your spiritual identity. And when you act with this knowledge of your spiritual identity, you will not be agitated. You will not be lost. You will be able to stay peaceful. Charati nispruha. Charati refers to moving about. And this is actually in relationship to Arjuna's question, Prajetakim. So, how does such a person move about? That was what Arjuna had asked. How does a self-realized person move about? Means how does he engage the senses in Krishna, engage in service, engage in the senses while staying still in self-realization? So, Krishna says over here, by keeping oneself free from desires. Now, here what he is talking about, if we see, nispruha, nirmamo, nirahankaraha. So, it's all related with false desire, material desires. So, we can and we should have spiritual desires because we can never be desireless. And the concept of spiritual desires will be more vividly introduced from the 7th chapter onwards, where Krishna will use the word maya sakta manaha. 7.1, make your mind attached to me. But suffice it to say over here, Krishna answers Arjuna's question by stating that by avoiding attachments, you will attain peace. It is not by avoiding duty you will get peace. The kshatriya duty you do, but you do what is causing agitation to you is not the duty, but the duality that is created by attachment. Give up that duality, give up that attachment, and then you will be peaceful even amidst duties that may otherwise seem agitating. Thank you.